Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're coming close to the end of the extra hour, and we want to get in the VFN Torch top three stories. This is always so encouraging to see what our VFN radio listeners are listening to and viewing and reading and sharing with their friends. And so the very number one, are you ready, Pat? We have mm-hmm. a change in number one.
Uh-oh. There's a change.
There's a change, and it is power. Power. We shared about this week that there are many forms of power out there to bring change. Yeah. You can bring change through force, right? By physical force. You can bring change with money and words. Mm-hmm. And there's books and speeches that people have shared to motivate people and to change people. I mean, think about football coaches and the rah-rah, siskumbay, you know what I'm saying? and after the coach finishes, he says, run, make a hole in that wall. Yes, coach. And the guy tries, crashes and falls, you know, but it's like, what got into that guy? Well, the coach has motivated me, you know? There have been speeches that men have given to touch nations, and even speeches that generals have given to touch, you know, the military and the army to face difficult times. And these speeches and books and talks and lessons, yes, you know, they have power. They have power to change. Money is a powerful source. Think about it. Money can be used for good, or money can be used for evil. But let me tell you, money can change things.
That's right.
It can change things. And it's how you employ money, how you involve it in the currency, that makes all the difference if it's going to be used for a good power or evil power. But with all this power that's available to cause change, is only the only true lasting power is in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to have transformative power in your life, power that changes over the long haul. You know, I love Romans 1:16 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes." I want to encourage you. You can continue to find these segments on the Torch. Number two is confidence in God. We were encouraged by, you know, you can't throw away our confidence. Hebrews tells us, don't throw away your confidence, and don't put your confidence in other areas. You don't put your confidence in your job. Don't put confidence in money, in your possessions, in other people. Don't put confidence in yourself, your intelligence, in your resources. You know, when everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken, what's going to happen? Fear comes in like a flood. And you're going to realize, I have misplaced faith. I want to encourage you, go get your faith. Go get your faith and put it in God, because He will always be there for you. And in the last segment is running for God and for His glory. This is the top three stories that the VFN radio listeners have been listening to and reading. But this is about an Olympian who recognized and saw that, you know what, her gifts and talents all come from God, and all she wants to do as an Olympian was to glorify Him with his gifts and talents.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.